Coming up on the Real Ones Reserve podcast, we'll be talking about the topic, Truth Hurts. You don't want to miss this one, baby. Let's go. Whoa, now. It's your boy, MD the Veteran, and welcome to the Real Ones Reserve podcast, where we talk about real things that need to be talked about. Disclaimer, I am not a licensed psychologist, therapist, psychiatrist, counselor, or any type of behavioral health expert. These are only my thoughts and ideas. With that being said, if you care to listen, do so with an open mind. Let's go. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Real Ones Reserve podcast with your boy, your host, MD the Veteran. This is a mental health podcast, but where we're different is we're optimistic but realistic. So if you feel like you have an optimistic outlook on life, this show is for you. With that being said, we also want everybody to understand that they're not alone with mental health challenges. We don't want anyone to feel alone. Therefore, everyone is welcome. If you're optimistic, if you have a positive outlook on life, if you want to maintain that and you just need a little bit of something each day, this show is for you. So again, guys, you're not alone in the fight. And welcome to the tribe. All right. So on today's show, we're going to be talking about the topic, Truth Hurts. Now, I hear somebody pondering on the question, MD, what are you talking about? Truth hurts. I've come to learn in my own experience that a lot of people don't hear or like to hear the truth. They'll tune it out. They'll come up with their own truths. They'll believe the lies that they tell to themselves. And when you try to approach them with the truth, then they act like you're telling them something from out of another universe or something. Like it's non-existent, or you're telling them some type of unfactual information about themselves. Like, one truth about myself that I used to hate when people would say it to me is, hey, man, you're sensitive. Hey, man, you're emotional. Hey, man, you get mad fast. I used to hate hearing those things as a young adult. But as I grew and understood myself and tried to get in better touch with my own feelings and whatnot, I came to find out that those things were true. Not to say I don't still struggle with these things at some capacity, but I'm aware of them. I'm working on them. So I get completely annoyed when I see people older than me acting like they don't know any better. And they're living these lies like they can't see their own habits or shortcomings. Like, are you serious? I've also noticed that, you know, that saying, birds of a feather flock together. Show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are or tell you who you are. All of that stuff is true, because these people who want to believe these truths, these lies, they hook up with other people and they just reinforce each other's lies or stroking each other's egos. If you know you're a horrible parent, you'll hook up with another horrible parent and you guys just like, oh man, I'm doing such a great job, ain't I? And that person like, yeah, you're doing a great job. Lying to your face, reinforcing your lies. But I get it. I truly get it. You know, the truth is very hard to face sometimes. The truth about our past, about our mistakes, about the wrongs we've made, the things we've done to people, is very painful at times when you acknowledge your part in something. It's very painful. But as you get older, you're supposed to know better. You're supposed to try to do better, you know, unless you're one of those people that are fine being mediocre, that seek no growth, who don't want to become better human beings. If you're that type of person, then keep believing your own lies, because at the end of the day, you'll have to live with those things. Like, I've hurt people, I've hurt my kids, I've hurt my family, but I'm acknowledging that. There's power in acknowledging that and trying to get better. But once you keep trying to live the same repetitive lie, you're not going to get any better. You're not going to grow. You're going to keep feeding yourself until one day you just come to the realization, like, I'm a jacked up individual. And you better hope that day comes sooner than later, because we all contribute to something, good or bad. We've all played the bad guy, the good guy. We've all started some shit. We've all took some shit. But at the end of the day, what matters is that growth, that acknowledgement, not living in this delusional reality that you've created in your head to where, oh, this person wronged me. Oh, this person did that. Where is the thumb? When you have a finger pointed at somebody, where's the thumb? Point it right back at you. Before anything has to change, or before you're focusing on changing someone else, you need to change yourself. I mean, think about it. This is about to be a funny analogy, but think about it like this. If everybody was made to wear diapers, and the only way you could go is in your diaper, and you know, you're not going to change somebody else's diaper before you change your own. You're going to change your own shit before you change somebody else's shit. I mean, that was kind of gross, but y'all get what I'm saying. You cannot live in this life like you're perfect and you don't wrong anybody. That is just insane to believe. I mean, I've had people try to put me in jail before, try to get me in trouble with my bosses, and they try to live in this delusion that, oh, I didn't do that. I wasn't trying to do this. Like, and when the evil plans don't work, it's like they're in shock and like, oh, I didn't try to do that. Yeah, you did. Like, I tell my kids all the time, I'm not perfect. You know, I'm going to own what I did. Or I preach to them, own what you did, own what you do, because I don't want to raise a whole bunch of delusional people that's constantly in denial and blaming others for things they've done. That's the problem in the world today. Nobody wants to own anything. There's no accountability for anything. Truth hurts, though. The truth is a saving grace. The truth will set you free. It might not be right away, but the truth gonna set you free. Like, how many times have you had something on your chest, on your heart, and you had to tell somebody something, and once y'all talked about it and got all those emotions or feelings out, you feel much better. Or you'll say, oh man, I feel great. And I'm happy that we talked about A, B, and C. Don't be a lying, dishonest person, especially parents. Like, y'all the ones that really get on my nerves with lying and not telling the truth and lying to these kids. Like, you need an ass whipping for doing that, because it takes an evil person to do things like that. And to my people who are listening to these lies, entertaining these lies, and who don't like to be lied to, freaking call them on their shit. Tell them, hey, man, I'm tired of hearing your lies. Or just completely cut them out of your life, because it's exhausting. No one deserves to deal with that. Wrapping up today's show, I hope I gave you guys enough motivation to break away from these people that's telling you lies. I hope I've given you enough ammo to, you know, just annihilate them when they try to feed you some bull crap, because no one deserves to be lied to, especially those that are loving of these people, you know. And I just want to encourage you all to make sure you follow through on this. Don't allow them to play you or just continue to feed you lies like you're an idiot. Like, no, cut it off. Stop. All right. And I just hope you guys have a great, productive day. And as always, it's your boy, the veteran. So who you think you're better than? Thank you.